when they deal with the adversities of their life rather than their successes. Am I correct in that observation?
It really does. And I wanted to tell people that, you know, my life wasn't just a whole string of successes. And, you know, people see us now as the Super Bowl champions, and it was awesome. It was a great experience. But there were a lot of disappointments along the way. And that's one of the great things I feel about sports is it teaches you that you do have to overcome disappointments. No one, even in a championship year, you don't win every game. And you do have to bounce back from tough times. And I think that's one of the great benefits I've learned, and it's helped me live my life better.
And what is the rule of thumb that people should consider when they're dealing with adversity then?
Well, I think it's how you respond. And first of all, know that there is going to be some adversity that comes. That was one great thing I told our team the night before the Super Bowl. I said, you know, the way our season has gone, this game is not going to be smooth. So when that storm hits and that adversity comes, let's not get shaken up. Let's just know that it's going to come and be ready to deal with it. Well, 9 seconds into the game, you know, we're behind 7-0. But that was a good message for the guys to understand that it's not always smooth and you can overcome negative things. You can overcome bad breaks if you keep your composure and you keep looking forward.
It's interesting you bring that up, Tony, because there is the belief that you have to have a coach that is a rah-rah type of guy that knows how to push the buttons on his team. But really what I've always felt, your lesson to your players